Few things can be more scary than going out to look for work in a tough economy. Reporter Dave Adox found someone in New York City who's trying to make the jobless there feel a bit less lost.
Right now, about 90,000 people in the city are collecting unemployment insurance benefits. Those checks of up to $405 a week come with some strings attached. One requirement is a mandatory orientation at the Department of Labor. The orientation is loaded with the usual bureaucratic spiel you'd expect.
Is that you have to be available for work. You can't be away somewhere on vacation or visiting your relatives or committed to doing anything that would prevent you from seeking new employment or taking on a new job if it was to become available to you.
After you endure this, you may be one of the lucky few to attend a new workshop run by a volunteer, Denise Richardson. Every time Richardson gives the workshop, it's a different mix of job advice, a pep talk, and a session with Dr. Phil. And it's not always clear where things are going.
I want you all to put big smiles on your faces, and I want you to turn to everybody around you and shake hands and genuinely say, "My name's Jim, my name's Alice, hi." Go ahead. Boys have to do it too. Boys have to turn around. Now just, don't you just feel better?
Richardson calls the workshop The Power of Passion. The name alone makes it pretty clear that this isn't part of the usual Department of Labor program. Richardson teaches that the first step to jumpstarting a job search is getting out there and talking with people about what you want to do.
What I want you to do is to get up and say, "Hi, my name is Jim, and I'm looking for an administrative assistant job. I'm looking for a construction job." And what I want the rest of you to do is to say, "My brother has a company, my sister is in a law firm, and she's looking for a paralegal." Literally stretch your mind to see if we can help each other. The bottom line is we've got to help each other.
Richardson draws on her personal story of unemployment. After 10 years of working in radio and television, she suddenly found herself without a job.
Because there's nothing worse than running into colleagues who say, "What are you doing now?" And you feel as though you have to have an appropriate answer. "I'm working on projects." And I've said to someone, volunteering at the New York State Department of Labor, and it becomes, "Well, it's like not TV, so it's not interesting. But I'm working to help change people's lives."
And now she uses her experience in the entertainment industry to draw people out.
Say it.
I'm Bernie.
Hi, Bernie.
Okay, what are you looking for? What kind of a job?
Well, I'm an actor who sings.
So pick a song.
Am I going to sing now?
Yeah, you're going to sing.
Oh, dear.
What's your favorite song?
Time After Time, Cyndi Lauper, all-time favorite.
Go ahead.
Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and think of you, caught up in circles. Confusion is nothing new.
Richardson pushes people to use unemployment as an opportunity to think about their job search and career goals in a new way.
You see the smile on his face when he's doing what he loves? Because I'm finding, with all of the people I've been speaking to, everybody's chasing money. We're all chasing money to pay bills. That seems to be the goal of Americans. What would it be like to chase your dream?
Richardson says getting past the embarrassment and shame that came with collecting unemployment was the hardest part for her. After that, she realized that unemployment was actually a great opportunity to really think about what type of work makes her happy.
I want to get more people to collaborate. I look forward to the emails that I get back where people just thank me for the hope. People need hope.
And for those who attend her Power of Passion workshop, that's exactly what they're getting. For Day to Day, I'm Dave Adox in New York.
The second hand unwinds. That's enough.